They ain't building less prison. They building more. More people, man. It seemed right to a man, you know, but the end lead to destruction. That's why God, man, is crying out to the world, man, all you with heavy laden. In this world system, man, that you live in, you know, you're going to have trial. You're going to have tribulation. But you can be a good cheer. Why? I told you I'm with you. And if I'm with you, I'm more than the whole world against you. Amen. We will overcome the world. I told you, boy, you'll overcome everything that comes for you to go over. And how God do that, man? He with his word. The man say, hey, Lord, I'm not worthy enough for you to come into my house, man. Just send your word. Oh, Lord. And I know my servant will be healed. And Jesus said, go your way, boy. I ain't seen so great a faith in all of Israel. I say, they don't really have no faith in what I'm saying. And he was going around preaching just like what I'm telling you. That's the gospel of the kingdom. And boy, it was building people up and strengthening people up till it was converting people and transforming their life. What was taking place, man? Man, people was, man, coming to the knowledge, man, that the kingdom of heaven, man, is not in the sweet by and by. Where is it, Arthur? If you receive it, man, it's on the inside of you. Or you say, thy will be done. He wanted on earth, but the way he gonna get it on earth, thy will be done in earth, in us, in his children, in all of us who proclaim to be man's sons and daughters of the Most High God. That his kingdom come and his will be done in our life. And it's not his will for you, us to sorrow. It's not his will for us, the man, to be brokenhearted. It's not his will for us to be worried about how we're going to make it and how we're going to get in every day. It's not his will for us to worry about nothing. Boy, he wants us to know that he got us, even in death. Hallelujah. Paul say, boy, if you knew like I know, and he wants you to know, that's why that's written in the Bible. He say, man, if it was up to me, I'd much rather check out of here. Oh, Lord, because, man, what? Because God has revealed to me some things, man. That death don't have no sting and it don't have no victory. That I got everlasting life. That's why, you know, it's not careful, man, we let traditions and everything else, man, and that's a good thing, you know. But it don't let it make the word of God of none effect in our lives. Let's grab a hold to the gospel that Jesus Christ, man, came to bring to humanity. Let's receive that. What you mean? The word receive means to grab a hold of in the siege and the place in our possession. Let me give you a foundation scripture, very familiar scripture. John chapter 3, verse 16. Watch this. Our Father so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, healed, delivered, and provided for. Oh, Lord. Who? God so loved the world. The Bible says the earth is the Lord and the world and the fullness thereof. And all those who dwell in it. Watch what it said. It say God so loved the world. What world? That world, man, that we share with you. What world was that, Arthur? The world that he designed for you to live in. What world was that? The world that you pray in your prayer that you've been taught, man, all our lives from a little bit of children. What? That God's kingdom come, boy, and God's will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's his desire. That's the world, you know. That's the arrangement. That's the pattern of operation. That's the system. That's what he. And whether you know it or not, or have come to the knowledge of it or not, God set up a world on the earth. The first world, the first pattern of operation, the first, you know, what he had planned and what he had said and what he was doing and what he was offering to, you know. And he set up a pattern of operation on the earth. We didn't say it over and over in the broadcast, you know, that God said, let's make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth and everything that comes from the earth, you know. And let them have, you know, let them be rulers, man. Let them manage. Let them subdue. Let them take care of the earth and everything else. The heaven is where my throne is. You know, if it's my kingdom, the unseen realm is where I rule that. The earth, man, is going to be their domain. And the Bible say, man, and God planted a garden in Eden. And there he placed mankind in that garden. And then he gave him instructions, commandments. He was commanding him. Be in my image, be in my likeness. Dominate and subdue and rule over the earth and make the whole earth just like it is in heaven. And then God planted a little garden, a little atmosphere and an environment, a spot for a moment with an open door into the Hebrew word for it, say, man, it open door into a delightful place, into the presence of the Lord. What's the Garden of Eden? A spot, a delightful place with an open door into the very presence of the Lord. And the atmosphere and the environment, man, that comes from there. That's why archaeologists can't find it. It's an atmosphere and it's an environment that comes from the literal presence of the Lord, man. And when the presence of the Lord comes, man, when the king travel, he travel with everything, man, that everything of his kingdom, man, his authority and everything else come with it. That's the world he set up on the earth. And then, and watch this here. And he placed mankind in that world. And for, and in that world, he told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. What do you mean? Make the whole earth, man, just like this world right here. Just that, just like this arrangement that I set up, man, this pattern of operation, man. Hey, that's the world he set up. And that's what he placed mankind in. And then, man, in chapter 3, man, he lost that world. And another world, man, came into existence, man, the world that you live in now. That's motivated, influenced, man, and controlled, man, by the devil himself. Hey, listen, it ain't all evil. It got a lot of good in it. There's a way that seemed right to a man, but I told you, Babylon has fallen. The end lead to destruction. And this world, that's why you got to make the transition, man, and be, man, and come out of this world system. Because in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But you can be a good cheer, why? Because Jesus said, I overcome this world. I come, man, what, man, to bring back the original world. What that word say, John 3:16? God so loved the world. What world? The world that he set up on the earth. and his pattern and his operation. That's why he said in your prayer, thy kingdom come, Lord, and thy will be done. Where your peace is? Listen to what God, where he blessed us at. He said, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. Where are your blessings at? Where are your healing at? Where are your peace at? Where all your joy at? Where all your fulfillment of life is at? It's in that place. It's in that world. And that's the invitation when Jesus be saying, come you who are heavy laden and come unto me. That's what it means when we say God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, man, that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Because, man, not only did he come to bring that world back, man, but you just can't just come into that world now. Hallelujah. That's why I say, you know, the Garden of Eden is a spot, or the delightful place, you know, for a moment with an open door into the presence of the Lord. Our Lord. This ain't what we doing for him. This is what God doing. That's why I say, Lord, let your kingdom come. And let your will be done. In other words, say, Lord, show us, when Jesus say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, he was saying, Lord, show us what you doing. I see what my church doing. I see what my friend doing. I see what my brothers and sisters doing. And all that's good and everything else. And I appreciate all that. But Lord, I need to know what you doing. That's why he say, if you seek that first, what, the kingdom of God, then all of the kingdom of heaven. And you get there, then all of the kingdom of heaven be added unto you. It's your inheritance. Your peace is in the kingdom of heaven. It's in that place. It's in that garden. And you know the story when Adam and them sinned, man, they got put out of that garden. And when they got put out of the garden, man, they became separated, man, from what? Our source and our sustainer. They got separated from that place. And you know the Bible story, they got put out in the wilderness. No, that's this world that we live in now. And instead of me and them living and being fruitful and multiplying and making the whole earth like that original world that they were in, man, begin to grow up, man, in this world that we live in here. Now, that's what them scriptures mean when they say you was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Ain't nobody have to teach me how to lie. That was my nature. That was the thing that was on the inside of me. Cause why? Because I was born separated, man, from God. I was born that way. I couldn't help but to sin. That was my nature. That's why he say, man, he so loved the world. That's that first arraignment that he sent. Like I say, it's a door back into this world. You just can't come no any kind of way back into there. You can't come, man. You can come like you are and bring everything else, but you can't just stay like you are. He did what? He sent his only begotten son. And all the stories that you read about, and all the things that you read about, and all the gospel that you didn't hear, and everything else, man, all that just a mean to one end. What? Well, he sent his son, man, to bring that world back. He brought it back. The prophet say, hey, unto us a child is born, a son is given, a government is up on his shoulder. What are you bringing back? What are you doing, man? His children of Israel thought, man, he was going to come and set up a physical kingdom upon the earth, man, and man, restore back the throne of David upon the earth, man, and sit on the throne of David, man, and rule over all nations, man. They were looking for a physical kingdom. He come to bring, man, a spiritual kingdom. He come to bring the kingdom of heaven back to the earth. He come to bring, man, that doorway. He was that doorway into that spot, man, and that delightful place where the presence of the Lord is. He the doorway, man, back into it. He the way. How is he the way, man? Because, man, he was tempted on all points just like you and I, but he never sinned. What he was doing, man, he was taking our place. He was doing everything that God required Adam to do in the garden, man, that Adam failed in, that caused all of us to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. He came, man, boy, and everything, man, that Adam, man, did, everything that Adam faced, man, he faced too. Just like the devil came in and tempted Adam and Eve in the garden, man, the devil, man, I mean, Jesus didn't wait for the devil to come tempt him. The Bible says he was led into the spirit. He You were led into the wilderness. In other words, man, he's looking where you, boy, he's looking for the devil. Yeah, Lord. Why? But let him know, baby, let me tell you something. You remember that seed that woman that man our fathers told you about, man, that was going to bruise your head? Yeah. I'm here. Yeah, Lord. That's what the devil say. If you the son of God, turn these stones into bread, boy, let me tell you something. He didn't bow down to no circumstance, no situation, no symptom, man. Not only, man, when the devil confronted him, man, but when all the demon co-hosts confronted him too, all them circumstances, all them situations, man. They came to him, boy, let me tell you something. When the sick came to him, he healed them. When the needy came to him, he provided, man. When those who came to him, man, who was in sorrow and grief and everything else, man, oppressed by the devil, man, he cast them demons out, man. He cast them demons of sorrow and pain and grief out, man, and come let us know, boy, that he, that's why I say he came to bring the kingdom of heaven back to the earth. And then he taught. He was teaching, man. He called disciples. Disciples are students. He taught them. What was he teaching them, man? The functioning principles, man, of this kingdom, man, that he come to restore back to this earth. He taught them. He advertised to the public. He preached to the people, but he taught the disciples. He publicly advertised to the people, man, the kingdom of heaven, man, and the people followed him. The people started coming into the kingdom of heaven. They was coming in, man. Why? Because he was the door. He was the way, man. He was the truth. He was the life who the Father sent. The shepherd that was going to lead us, what, beside the still water into the green pasture, man, lead us back into, man, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven and back into the Garden of Eden, man. Because in that place, baby, everything is all right. So when death comes to our loved ones and our family, yes, we are grown and yes, we agree for a while because we have missed them, baby. But boy, you will know something, man, that boy, they ain't never gone, man. They live with us always on the inside of us, in our hearts, man. Not only were they a part of our physical bodies and our lungs and everything else, but they were a greater part than that, man, and in our spirit and in our hearts. That's eternal. We never separated from them. Yes, we sorry because we won't see them no more, baby, but you can know that you know that you know, baby, that we one body. Lord. And man, you know, hey, you ain't lost nothing. We ain't lost nothing. Because everything that we had lost in Adam, man, has been restored back to us. Everything. God doing. God so loved the world. What his will that he sent his son. And boy, I'm going to tell you something, man. What he did, man, he come to bring that world back. Then he taught all about that world, man. He preached it to the people. He advertised it. And the people, man, come to get it, man. You know, and he wasn't advertising him. He was advertising that world. He was preaching that world. That's why I say if we are careful, we'll preach Jesus, man, and don't preach what he preached. He was preaching that world that was available to him, man. And the people was coming in. They were coming in because of that, man. If we just preach the door, the people come in and look at our door and everything else and admire the door and worship the door and stand outside the door and give praise and honor and have church and everything else around the door. And that's a good thing. But boy, I'm going to tell you something. If you can ever come behind that door, he ain't it. He's just a door. Door to what? Door to that delightful place. That spot. What spot? Where you are. In your life, in your heart, in your home, in your circumstance, in your situation, in your symptoms. So that you could take your place, man, as who he created you to be. What he said when he created you? He said, let them have dominion. Instead of the circumstances and situation and symptoms, man, and sorrows and grief and pain and poverty and lack and racism and all that, even in the midst of all of that, man, let them have dominion. So in other words, instead of them circumstances, situation and symptoms dictating to us, we flip the script and start dictating to them circumstances, situation and symptoms, because that's how he designed us to live. He said, let them have dominion. Boy, Jesus was preaching everything right that was behind that door. We really ain't got into that yet, boy. Again, we're just in the invitation, boy. That's why we're just publicly declaring the message. we're just preaching, you know. We really ain't got into the teaching, man. Because let me tell you something, when you come into this kingdom, when you realize that and hear the gospel, when what he say, you know, he sent his son, and his son, what, you know, he came to bring it, then he taught all about it, then he publicly declared it to the people, and then, man, he hung, bled, and died. There's all kind of controversies about how he died, whether he died or not, man. It ain't about the death or anything else. The blood. It was about the blood. What blood, man? That crimson, that blood that washed as white as snow. That blood that cleansed us from all unrighteousness. That blood that washed our sins away, though they was like scarlet, man. He washed them in white as snow. He cleansed us up, man. He fixed everything up, man. You know, all the evil that was in us and everything else and all the sin and everything else that we were born in and shaped in, you know, and the penalty for that was death. But boy, he came, man, cleansed us up, man, gave us a gift. But the gift of God is eternal life. In other words, boy, his death, man, cleansed us from all unrighteousness. But what a purpose, Arthur. So that you can come back into that place. That's why I say you can't come into that place unclean, unholy. You got to, man, the blood got to cleanse you. You got to know, man, that the penalty for sin been paid in your life. God paid the price for you. He paid the penalty. The penalty for sin is death. And God came himself and paid that penalty for you. That's what the cross is all about, man. That's God. What are you doing, man? Cleaning you up. For what purpose? So that you... He bought this world, that original world, man, so that you could come back into that original world, man, and start, man. Then after he died, man, he went down into the pits of hell. See, you know, you hear about that, but you don't know too much about what happened them 3 days he was down. Some things happened down there, too. He didn't just laying up there, boy. Some things happened. He went into the region of the damned in the unseen realm. And man, and did some things down there. What did he do down there, man? He went down into the region of the damned, man. In other words, to the throne of darkness, man, to Satan himself, man. And man, let him know, boy, that victory has been won. He took the keys of, watch this here. What keys he took? The keys of death, the keys of hell, and the keys of the grave, man. He took it from him. Because he the one who had the authority and the power over it, man. That caused us to be soft and grieve and everything else when our loved ones die, man. And God said, I would not have you ignorant concerning those who have died. So that you might be confident and know, man, that them keys that the devil had, man, he don't have them no more. So death don't have no sting and it don't have no victory. You ain't never gonna die. You ain't gonna never die the death that will eternally separate you, man, from your family and God. That's hell. You ain't never gonna die that death. Hello. Because the righteous die for the unrighteous. Here's the icing on the cake. And not only after when he went down into the region of the damned and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, took the authority that Adam gave the devil, man, over his earth, the earth that God gave mankind, Adam. He took the keys and the authority and the power and everything else that, man, the devil was operating in, man. Took the authority, the keys. Then he come rose from the dead and stood on the bowels of the universe and say, all power. Power in heaven. Watch this. Power on earth. Power under the earth. What's that, man? Power over death. Power over the grave. And then, man, he took them keys, man, and he gave it, man, back to who it belonged to. Who? You. And me. And whosoever will. It's for everybody. But he said this, man. Then after he did all that, then the Bible says he rose from the grave, man, and he rose and took a seat, man, at the right hand of the Father. Far above all his principalities and powers and dominions of might. Far above death, hell, and the grave, man. And the good news that he say, and he went on to say, and just like he was raised up and made to sit at the right hand of the Father, next in authority, he say, and you, who is dead in trespasses and sin, who, and you, and I, who was dead in trespasses and sin, who was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, has God raised up to and made us to sit together with Christ Jesus, whereas in heavenly places, far above all your circumstances, situations, and symptoms. That no weapon formed against you really can't prosper. Especially when you know some things like, boy, what God wants to share with you and teach you, man. Hello. He rose then and he did what, man? He rose from the grave with all power. He seated at the right hand of the Father, man. And boy, then he well, let me tell you something before he rose. He appeared unto the disciples, preaching to them, still talking about the kingdom of God. And then he told them, now, man, you go. And just as the Father sent me, so said I you. You go and make disciples of all men. What? Teaching you what I taught, teaching them what I taught you. And watch it. He's saying, lo, here you go. I'll be with you. I'll be with you. That's his presence. I'll be with you. How long? To the end of the age. And it ain't never going to be no end of this man. Eternal life. He say, I'll be with you. I'm just saying, oh, man, what? God so loved the world. That world. His world that he set up. That's the kingdom of heaven. Where? In our lives. Not in the sweet by and by. On the inside of us, in our hearts, and everything else. And when you come to the knowledge of that and come into the kingdom, man, you come just like a little bitty baby, and then you desire the sincere milk of the word, and boy, you just continue to grow up just like you grew up in this natural world. And you don't know, when you first come in, you don't know how to talk and walk like you're supposed to walk and live like you're supposed to live. That's why he say, go and make disciples of all men. Go teach them. Go feed them. Go bring, you know, new birth to them, man. Unless they become like little children, they can't enter the kingdom. You got to come the same way into the kingdom that you came into this natural world. You have to be born into it. How, boy? Until you send his word. When you receive that word, when that word go past all your circumstances, into that decision and hit your spirit, Jesus say, my sheep, hear my voice. Hallelujah. Hey, boy, what a conception to take place then, man. What conception take place, man, in your spirit? And Jesus said, boy, let me tell you something. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He said, man, this word here, boy, if it don't bear witness with your spirit, then, man, let me tell you something. You keep on listening. That sperm ain't hit that egg yet. You know, conception don't take place in sometimes the first intercourse, and sometimes the first time it do. But, boy, once that sperm hit that egg, then the conception take place. You keep listening, boy, that one of these days that sperm gonna hit that egg, man. And listen, you know, something gonna happen on the inside of you. So, hey, listen, my time is up here. And I just want to share with you this, you know. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. That if you believe in him, you won't perish. You'll have everlasting life. Come on in. It's yours. It's your inheritance. It belongs to you. Listen, we love you. And we pray God's blessing upon your life. This is what I pray for you again. That everything is all right in your life. Because God is with you. Through the storms, through the sorrow, through the grief, through the whatever. He ain't just with you. He with you, man, to bring you through. Bring you into the original world that he has for your life. Listen, if you would like any copies of any of our broadcasts, you can contact us at our ministry number. We're an outreach ministry. You are church. Our number is 713-870-3776. Again, if you would like any copies of any of our messages, because I'm telling you, if you hear, sometimes I take the tape home and listen to it again, and man, you know, it really blesses me. And if it blesses you and you would like, you know, copies of it, we'll send it to you free of charge. It won't cost you nothing. End of our broadcast. We just want to be a blessing in your life through the ministry, the kingdom ministry of God's word to your life. Listen, we love you, and we'll see you again next week. Phone number one more time, 713-870-3776. We would love to correspond with you. God bless you. We love you. See you next week.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship.